I will burn in this chamber one day, like my brothers, like 100 generations of Black Templar knights before me. The thought sears my consciousness and steals my focus, ripping me from my meditation as I kneel over the corpse of my fallen brother. Baylar's body lies on a sheet of unblemished linen, atop a low table of polished ink-black stone, which has been thrice blessed for this purpose by the chaplains of the Crusade, and reconsecrated every 24 solar hours at the time of dawn upon Holy Terror. My brother's skin shines bare and bronze against the flickering orange light of ornate braziers, burning sacred oils and incense. Their scent is heady and bitter, but not strong enough to mask the redolence of his death. Thin fluid pools in the gaping wounds that mar Baylar's flesh. One deep, ragged puncture pierces his neck, and a matching wound marks the center of his chest where brother apothecary Alvis's reductor harvested the gene seed from his progenoid glands after his body was recovered from the dust and ash of the filthy world we leave in our wake. Countless other jagged lacerations profane the remainder of his corpse, where the teeth and claws of a cursed, mindless Xenos tore at him and bled him dry. I did not see Baylar die, but I am told it took 100 wounds to fell my brother.